Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes at Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391. Evan William Miller admitted to driving while impaired after consuming several beers and liquor before being stopped by police. During district court proceedings, Miller acknowledged his ability to safely operate a vehicle had been significantly affected by alcohol. Prosecutors also cited a high blood alcohol level, excessive speed, and allegations that Miller was driving the wrong way on a one-way street. Following a guilty plea, the court sentenced Miller to 6 months of probation. As part of that sentence, he must complete an alcohol education or treatment program by September 30th, perform 24 hours of community service by November 30th, and submit to random drug and alcohol testing at his own expense, and report monthly to his probation officer while notifying the court of any changes to employment or residence. The court also ordered Miller to pay $900 in fines, costs, and assessments, with bond credit reducing the amount due immediately to $675. In addition, he will pay a monthly probation supervision fee. Visiting Judge Prill credited Miller for 1 day already served in the county jail and imposed an additional jail time, describing the offense as a serious mistake while emphasizing rehabilitation through probation and treatment. The conviction for first offense operating while intoxicated is a misdemeanor. The Michigan Secretary of State will determine any driver's license sanctions, and 6 points will be added to Miller's driving record. And a Huron County District Court case against Shane Vern Krug has been transferred to Huron County Circuit Court after Krug waived his right to a preliminary examination before visiting Judge Prill. The court advised Krug of the purpose of the preliminary examination and the rights he was giving up by waiving the hearing. Krug told the court he understood those rights and had reviewed the waiver with his attorney and chose to proceed. The prosecution and defense raised no objections. The visiting Judge Prill found the waiver was made knowingly and voluntarily and ordered the case bound over to circuit court for further proceedings. Krug is scheduled to be arraigned in Huron County Circuit Court on August 3rd at 9 a.m. His existing bond will remain in effect, and he was ordered to continue complying with all bond conditions and remain in contact with his attorney. During the hearing, the prosecution also noted the charging information includes an amendment extending the alleged offense period from March 1, 2025 through the end of August 2025. The amendment was placed on record. And when we come back from this Elkton Motorsports sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
When work needs doing or the trails call, you want a machine that's ready for both. That's Honda's line of Pioneer side-by-sides, available at Elkton Motorsports of Elkton. Choose the compact Pioneer 520. Easy to haul, great in tight spaces. Need more room and muscle? The Pioneer 700 or 704 delivers proven power and trusted reliability. Want serious capability? The 1000 series offers 3, 5, and 6 seat models built for big jobs and bigger crews. Every Pioneer delivers Honda's signature quality, durability, and rider-first design. From hauling and fencing to exploring once the work is done, there's a Honda side-by-side made for your day. Visit Elkton Motorsports just east of Elkton and find your perfect Pioneer. For your safety, read the owner's manual and wear a helmet and eye protection. Always wear your seatbelt and close the side nets and doors when operating. Honda side-by-sides are for riders 16 and older.
And we're back in a Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Sebring allows a temporary waiver on its dog ordinance. During the last Sebring Village meeting, the council approved a waiver on an ordinance. A temporary agreement for 3 months was given to allow a resident on Young Street to keep 5 dogs, with 3 being housed inside and 2 housed outside for 3 months. At the end of 3 months, the Young Street resident will come back to the council for a review of possible complaints by neighbors to determine if there were any issues that need to be addressed with that arrangement. The determination deadline will be October 1. In other village matters, there will be a couple of committee meetings coming up on Tuesday, July 13, which is today. There will be a Downtown Development Authority meeting at 2 p.m., which is actually going on right now, and then a Harbor Commission meeting at 7 p.m. tonight. The Planning Commission will meet at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, July 21st. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy. And that news update was brought to you by Elkton Motorsports, your full-service Honda dealer east of Elkton. You'll find ATVs, road, and dirt bikes. It's Elkton Motorsports east of Elkton on M142. Call them at 989-375-2391.